Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, everybody, let's get at it this morning. A little politics with your coffee. Here's what we're going to talk about. And welcome, by the way. I do appreciate all of you that listen. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or you can send me an email to jeff at 1220.am. I know I said what we would talk about, but I just got to say thanks for the great responses from all of you. About the Brian Boquist interview yesterday and his newsletter. And I will try to get his newsletter up somehow on the podcast. The podcast will be updated, should all be good to go tonight. Here's what I want to talk about. Four things today, so just hold on. ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, has issued subpoenas to a whole bunch of Oregon states and counties, and Washington County has complied. Hillsborough refuses. Now, how's this going to play out? How should it play out? Number one, cap and trade. Kate Brown says she's going to do it by executive order. Can she? Well, we're going to talk about that. And then I want to talk about who's going to replace Herman Bertsinger. Herman says he's not going to run again for office. He's leaving the legislature. Now, I'll get into that because I know some of the backstory there, since he told me that he was leaving the legislature when I talked to him on Sunday. And also, finally, so much of the leftist, regressive totalitarian Marxist mindset is playing out. Now, we're seeing the whole business of healthcare is a right. Is it? And how do you fix our broken healthcare system? Is what Bernie Sanders is proposing, Medicare for all, is that the answer? I've got a great website that I'm going to share with you because all of this is about you persuading the persuadables and giving you the ammunition to do so, to persuade persuadables, to do it in a way that actually works. And having some sense of how you can not only rebut these things, but do it in a way that gets to people's hearts and their minds. Do it in a way that helps people get to that point where they come to the realization themselves, right? That they need to think differently about some of these things. And you do that by giving them some resources to go to, but remembering one or two little things about each issue that are important that get people to thinking. And then it's how you present that issue to them. How those little things, like healthcare for you. There's a great website called healthcareforyou.com. And I want to get into that, all of these things, very quickly here. By the way, folks, it's time for you to stop. I'm watching the financial shows. Dick's Sporting Goods is going to remove their hunting department from 440 of their stores. First, they remove guns, now hunting, because hunting is evil. You know what? You've got lots of other choices to go to rather than Dick's Sporting Goods. They've been taken over by the left. Time for you to choose to, well, let them know how you feel about that by simply choosing to no longer shop there. You have that right. That's your business. It's a competitive environment, isn't it? Yes, it is. All right. Let me ask you this question. Oh, by the way, Dow futures are up 735 points. Yeah, you know, yesterday was a pretty ugly day, right? Closed down a couple of thousand. And that was all that Russian, Saudi war of oil going on. Okay. So believe me, Trump comes out yesterday and he says that we are going to do what? Well, we're going to look at stimulating the economy. How? Well, by giving you, the individual, more money in your pocket and making sure that if you have an industry that has been affected by something you had nothing to do with, something Trump had nothing to do with, And you make that point to people as you talk about coronavirus. Trump did not create coronavirus, folks. Not at all. That came out of China. And it's not racist to call it coronavirus or Wuhan. It's not racist to do that. It's reality. So the market's going to come up because Trump is putting forward ideas that the Democrats are already panning because they want to create, their ideas are to create permanent government dependency, not to give you more money in your pocket so that you can spend more, so you can save more, so you can pay off debt, so you can live a better life. Because the Democrats are constantly raising your cost of living, aren't they? Just look at what's happening in Portland, Portland Metro. They want more and more and more because they're never satisfied, folks. And we'll get into that as we go through the show today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. And I do have some great emails. Look, I want to ask you this question. How do you win a war? How do you win a war? Either vanquish your enemy completely, right? I mean, you just flat take them out. You destroy their capacity to make war against you. But how do you win a war if the deck is stacked against you? Okay. Let's think about that for a moment. Because the concepts that Sun Tzu wrote about so long ago, called The Art of War, entails a number of factors. But, you know, generally you can win a war by blunt force trauma. You're simply bigger, badder, shock and awe. You just destroy them with power and might. But what if you don't have the power and the might? Well, Sun Tzu showed how you could do that. And part of it is having intelligence, right? Part of it is knowing your enemy better than your enemy knows themselves. Sun Tzu showed how a inferior force can defeat the enemy. And they did it. He did it. And it's been done many times. It's happening right now in Afghanistan. Now, how do we win a war in Oregon when we have the deck stacked against us? We have the legislature. We have the bureaucracy of the state. We have the courts. We have the news media. All of it is stacked against us. Can we win the war for the hearts and minds of people in elections? Because that's what's going to boil down to, folks. Kate Brown thinks she can create a cap-and-trade system, in essence, without creating a cap-and-trade system. And she's using the California model. Now, there's a story. Go to OregonWatchdog.com today, and you can see the story. And they talk about she's using, in fact, I'm going to quote from this story today. This is by Ted Sickinger, pretty good reporter for them, as you know. It's the third paragraph. You can go to OregonWatchdog.com. And Ron, hang on, because I'm going to get to you in just a moment. Brown's strategy, Ted writes, is likely a version of the one California used in establishing its cap-and-trade system. Lawmakers there passed Assembly Bill 32 in 06, establishing the goals to sharply reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the state. It was then left up to the California Air Resources Board to come up with a program and administrative rules. There's the red flag. To get there, California lawmakers subsequently ratified the program. Now let's just stop there. That's what Kate's going to try to do here. Now, to do that, you have to have enough numbers to win a war. California has to be, or rather, the regressive totalitarian Marxists that run the Oregon legislature, including Kate Brown, have to be able to roll over Republicans. And what do Republicans do if Kate goes down this road of establishing through administrative rule a program. Folks, the Oregon legislature would have to approve it. And that being the case, Republicans can still walk out. Now, this isn't the best of strategies, but it is the only strategy. And we'll talk about how to win the war for the hearts and minds of enough Oregon citizens that you win elections so that Democrats cannot impose their will. But let's go to the phones. Start with Ron. Ron, good morning. How are you? What do you have to say today?
I want to hit you on everything. You said 2006. Yep, that was the time when Arnold Schwarzenegger used executive order. This governor's going to try to do that. But what I believe, in my opinion, is the cost. I don't think that she can implement it where California can let the bureaucrats of the California Resources Board dictate the numbers and keep people's mind, people. They will use your registration on your vehicles as a way of revenue first, because that's how they sneak the cat through the gate, even though there's a big, giant wall. The second thing is health care for all, SJR 202, which I testified in the same day I testified 41673 weeks ago this past Thursday. It's a scam. How are you going to pay for it? I mean, they've already hitting us with various other bills. From the 2015-2017 legislation on adding a tax on your equipment, adding a tax when you go to the emergency room, adding a tax if you get certain medications, okay, under the guise of helping restoring the poor. They're going to use the cap and trade similar in today's society like they do in California. The biggest cost of pushing the rent and utilities up in California on the guise of sustainability. The arguments that the Republicans and anybody the PCPs like myself got to make to all Oregonians is, do you have more money? Do you want your way of life to be more expensive? Because the retro Bolsheviks, the Queen Antoinette herself, the Jezebel and Harlot, Kate Brown, does not care to listen or deal with the will of the people. Those are argumentative statements and factual. And if you don't believe me, we have $34 a barrel for oil. But yet Montana, Arizona, is getting down below $2 a gallon. Now, that's a heck of a place. Montana usually high this time of year on diesel. The price I just quoted you is diesel. Unleaded in oil producer states is about $70.98 a gallon. Even the one, which is under $2 a gallon right now, and they produce oil and natural gas. The thing, Oregonians, I'm going to tell all of y'all, y'all have to come out and vote red. Vote. Talk to your friends. Get the message out that you can't afford an extra $3,000 to $6,000 a year. You can't afford your rent to go up an extra $300 to $500 a month. You can't afford your house payments. And you can't afford like what they're doing, these type of bills, like they do it on the gold and silver business that sell coins. The backdoor taxes and tax, they snuck in.
All right, Ron, unfortunately, we've got to break.
Brother.
Ron, thanks for your thoughts. It's 6:20 in the morning. Back in a moment with more about how you can persuade people on this issue.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Now, that's an interesting headline. The CEO of Southwest Airlines is going to take a 10% pay cut. Well, that's a nice gesture. Why don't you take like no salary at all for a while? Yeah, like say 6 months. That'd send a better message, wouldn't it? Trump is a brilliant guy. He's a problem solver. He knows how to win hearts and minds. And he knows that there are certain things that you do and you say, and he's going to engage in them. That's going to give confidence in the market. That's why the market is going to be way up. It's going to open up in just a few minutes, folks. The futures are up about 800. It's smart. Now, Kate Brown is also smart. She knows how to lie. She knows really well how to push the boundaries of what her constitutional authority is. And if you want to win the war, we have to win some elections. And the way you win elections in a place like Oregon, when the deck is stacked against you, is to turn their tactics of winning hearts and minds through messaging against them. And you have to win hearts and minds, folks. Now, Ron is right. The next election is just pivotal. And in your sphere of influence, you need to be able to influence people to get them to vote. So how do you do that? How do you win a war when the deck is stacked against you? I'm going to share with you some thoughts about that in a moment. I want to remind you, this segment is brought to you by Diamond Royalty Rides. You know, one of the things you can do in, you know, say you're a guy and you're dating somebody and you really want to maybe win her heart, you do something special. You rent a limousine and you go out and you have a very special evening. This is more affordable than what you might think, but I'm telling you, friends, the intangible benefit is really cool because you make somebody feel really special. And if you're trying to make somebody feel really special, that's special to you, well, Diamond Royalty Rides is a great option for you. Check it out on their web, diamondroyaltyrides.com. Check it out. Next paragraph in this story about Kate Brown is really the money paragraph. More than anything, here's what it is. Quote, Brown had previously said she would act by executive authority to establish a climate change program if lawmakers failed to act. The extent of her legal authority is still unclear. Let me read that again. The extent of her legal authority is still unclear, and she may not have the authority to establish the cap and trade system contemplated by the legislature. But her decision to do an end run around Republicans would be the most far-reaching use of the governor's executive powers during her tenure. I would say that it is going to be the most far-reaching use of executive power by any governor, and certainly by any Oregon governor, period. And it will go to court. Now, part of the messaging is what is written in this news story. Now, you win hearts and minds. So as these stories are out there today, you may be talking about them in your sphere of influence at work or maybe around the dinner table, maybe just at some meeting that you're attending today. And if somebody says, well, Kate Brown should do this since the Republicans walked out, you should say, you could ask this question. But why would you support an unconstitutional action? Why would you do that? Why would you support acting, Kate Brown acting unconstitutionally? Folks, she does not have the authority to put in place a cap and trade system. She does have the authority to do some limited things with state government agencies. But not, she cannot do by herself what she's trying to leave the impression that she can do. So what you have to do is help someone who's maybe susceptible, persuadable to her argument that this is necessary. You have to say, well, first off, she doesn't have the constitutional authority to do that. The second thing is you can look at another story that, again, is on OregonWatchdog.com today, and you can say, why do we even need to do this since Oregon is way ahead of the goals it's already established? Oregon Catalyst has an article by Oregon's only free market think tank, Cascade Policy Institute, and here's the headline. Kate Brown is out of touch if she thinks an executive order is needed to reduce emissions. And the thesis of this article is that Oregon residents and businesses are way ahead of the governor because we're already cutting emissions in our daily lives. And then they quote from Oregon's Global Warming Commission. And there are even charts here that says since 1990, our per capita emissions, that means per person, has decreased by almost 23% since 1990. And that if you measure that emission decrease by GDP, it's dropped by 50%, folks. And the charts are there. Plus, our energy use. Did you know our energy use? I just gave you something you could say to start a conversation. Did you know our energy use is as lowest it's been since 1960? Oregonians have decreased energy consumption per person by 37% since it peaked in 1972. If this continues, our aggregate global gas emissions for greenhouse gases will decrease in the future without needing cap and trade. If we just, so here's what you say to people. If we keep doing what we've been doing in Oregon, we don't even need cap and trade. Let the music play on. These are arguments you can use. Now, there's more about this, and we'll talk about that in the other stories that we've got going today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Back in a moment at 6:30. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes before the top of the hour. The market just opened up at about 900 points. We'll see what happens as we go through the day. You know, coronavirus is going to get worse here, I believe, in Oregon before it's going to get better. But it will get better. We'll get past it. In the meantime, Donald Trump will, that's my prediction to you, be a calm, cool, collected leader. And he will show that his ideas are a lot better in terms of how they appeal to the heart and the minds of the American people. A lot better than what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are gonna propose. In fact, they are proposing. You just watch, see if I'm not right. The market will like that. Now, more in a moment on how you win the messaging war on a lot of things. And we're going to talk about, continue on with the Kate Brown issue and cap and trade and some other things, because it all ties in together, folks. It's the purpose of this show. Political Coffee, to contemplate and think about and talk about over a cup of coffee the political things that really do matter in your life. Hopefully, I help give you some direction, some ideas about how you can persuade persuadables, how you can change your world. Righteous Renovations is a great sponsor of this show, great company, local company here, a contractor who you can trust. He's not afraid to put the word righteous, his personal faith in God, in Jesus Christ, in the name of his company. Now, don't take my word for it. Go look at his website, righteousrenovations.com, and see the great testimonials, righteousrenovations.com. You're looking for a contractor you can trust to do what they say they will do? Check it out, righteousrenovations.com. Got an email from Rich about yesterday's interview with Brian Boquist. Said, interesting info from Boquist. How does it help Oregon, though, if he stands down from being a senator? He needs to look back into the Clinton reign of terror years for some interesting Chinese connections. Yeah. Dwight sent me an email, said, first of all, great show today. I really enjoyed your interview with Brian Boquist. Very informative. Sounds as though he might be writing a book rather than running for governor. We need him. A newsletter by Brian was mentioned. How do we get our hands at it? I'm going to try to find a way to put it on the show podcast. If not, I'll just have to forward it to you individually. And if you want that, I mean, I can do that. Just send me an email and request it. Jeff at 1220.am. So secondly, a subtle thing we've been speaking for weeks on the coronavirus. Now all of a sudden, the news media refers to it as COVID-19. Quite a subtle change in the media's linguistics. Thought you might shed some light on the change of buzzwords. You know, I'm not really sure why, but I think it could be an oversensitivity to being called racist. Coronavirus. And no, it is not having anything to do with Corona beer, okay? Finally, he says, great show again today for all the diverse topics covered. Kate Brown, Oregon's suspicious relationship with China, liability of cap and tax created for Oregonians, investment involvement with China of George Soros, mini Mike Bloomberg, and Tom Steyer. They're all liberal figures. Thanks again for a great educational show. I appreciate that. Also, James wrote me an email. Said, do you think coronavirus would take precedence over climate change? But instead, we have one woman, Kate Brown, who intends to save the whole planet from carbon emissions. Mom knows best for us. Or is it the vengeful, vindictive little child stomping her foot? Oh, I think you just hit the nail on the head there. Anyway, he continues. Our little coronavirus knows no borders and is happy to slip in to port under the scrutiny of the CDC, the military. I don't sound so extreme now that Italy has closed up shop. Someone has to be take this seriously. Oh, wait, that's what Kate's telling us about climate change. But why worry? I'm only 65, and in my little job in retail where sick people show up all the time, we have to know where they've been, who they've been with, or what they've got. But they're still going to shop and demand our help while coughing without so much as a care or an excuse me. Humans can't live with them. You can't make money without them. Better just to blame Trump. And then he writes about the story about Herman Bertziger calling it quits, Republican Senate leader. Said, you know, I agree with Herman that this is no way to run a government, but what other way is left to us? If half the Senate, President Courtney's constituents don't want cap and trade, would that have stopped him from getting it through to the governor's desk? No, it wouldn't. He writes, what's the likelihood that a Democrat gets elected to the vacated Senate seat? If I were the head of the Republican Party in the state, I would be prepping somebody to run on the spot now. Carry on. Carry hand sanitizer. Well, the reality is his district is very Republican. No Democrat's going to win down there. It's Grant's pass, folks. Okay. But he has been thinking about this for some time. I've known that he's had conversations with me about that. And I think that's, you know, after a while it wears on you and it really does. It gets to you. And at some point in time, you just say no more. Now, cap and trade. Kate Brown cannot put in place cap and trade. But part of winning hearts and minds to stop it from happening, i.e. in the next elections, is to cover the topics that we've talked about here, right? To ask these questions. You see, Oregon is already meeting, without any cap and trade, we're already almost leading the nation, folks, in lowering our energy usage, including that of fossil fuels. In our greenhouse gas emissions, we've been coming down. All those statistics that I just shared with you are things you can share with others. Now, you don't have to know all of the actual statistics. You just have to know where to find them. Oregon Catalyst is a great place. OregonWatchdog.com is a great place to do that. All you have to do to say to people, so did you know we don't even need cap and trade? We're already well below We're 23% below 1990 greenhouse gas emissions in Oregon. And then, again, you can say, by the way, did you know that's just an estimate? Because government didn't measure greenhouse gas emissions in 1990. It's just a best guess. The point is that the trend is your friend, right? In stock trading, it's the same with this. We are already reducing all of these elements, all of these benchmarks that the Democrats say we have to meet. Now, those are things that you can use. So also can you use, well, you have to use something to counter their best argument. Now, when I do polling, I do this all the time. I take their best argument and measure it, its effectiveness at moving people and who it moves. Then I take our best argument and measure it against that. Their best argument is to say that we are, by Republicans walking out, by not putting in place cap and trade, we're just doing the bidding of the big polluters. Okay. So is CO2 pollution? Try eating without enough CO2 to produce crops that feed you. That's an argument you can use. CO2 is a building block of life. For you to say that it's pollution when it clearly creates food for people to live, when it clearly creates an environment by which people can live a good life, you call that pollution? You see, that's their tactic, to label it something. And you have to come back with something that's even stronger. CO2 is a building block of life. If you don't produce CO2 every day in your personal body, you don't live. CO2 allows you to eat because it creates food. Now, they can say, well, that's true, but you know, we're creating climate change. The climate has always changed long before the numbers of people who live on this earth are emitting CO2, and long before fossil fuels were used. The earth's climate has always changed. And how do we know that? By history, by ice core samples in the Antarctic, by stalagmite samples that show much higher CO2 in caves, by retreating glaciers. Oh, that sounds horrible. Except that those retreating glaciers all over the world show that people were alive during that time, like Roman lead mines that have been discovered with retreating glaciers in the Italian Alps, folks. It means that the Earth was warmer at one point, and then it got colder. And how about NASA's recent prediction that because of sunspot activity or the lack of it, we may be going back into a little ice age? These are all arguments you can use now. Rebecca, I'll get to you, Rebecca, on the other side of this break, because it's not fair. There's not enough time left here. ICE has issued subpoenas. These are legal documents. Washington County says they're going to comply, but all of these other counties and cities are saying no. Now, who's right? Well, again, in this case, it's already established in federal law. Federal law has supremacy with these issues. But it's the message that matters. We'll get into that. Plus, no Medicare for all. No, back in a moment. Love is a flood.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. You can send me an email, by the way, to jeff@1220.am. Bill just sent me an email about so-called coronavirus. Said, look, I'm sorry. In my opinion, this is nothing more than another black flag to scare the people, to have control over them, along with the ability to have another means of attack on President Trump. Again, in my opinion, this is nothing more than a designed virus, and they do have the antivirus available. Just like SARS, Ebola, and go right on down the list. What is that saying, that you never let an opportunity or something like that go to waste? Yep, never let a crisis go to waste. Rahm Emanuel's famous saying. And I think this is the perfect opportunity for Donald Trump, folks. Never let a crisis go to waste. It's an opportunity for Trump to take the crisis and solidify even more people behind his leadership. That's his opportunity, and I think he will. I want to remind you that, you know, if the old heat pump is not working right, I mean, I had that happen once. I had the most incredibly high, I had like over a, like a $745 power bill in 1 month, folks. 1 month! Because the heat pump wasn't working right, and I didn't catch it in time. I guess I should have been more aware. But you know what? If you're aware that your heat pump or your furnace is not working right, call Freedom Heating and Air. Their tagline is freedom from cold nights, hot days, high utility bills. They can help. Check out their website, Freedom Heating and Air. It's all one word, freedomheatingandair.net. Been in business 40 years. That means they've been around, and they've done a good job to be around that long. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. So, ICE subpoenas. This story is about how the mayor of Hillsboro Steve Calloway uses the leftist messaging. This is a moral issue and a matter of principle. ICE has taken a political action, making a strategic decision to use an administrative subpoena to undermine state and local law. We will not go along with this tactic at the expense of our community members. No, what you've done, your sanctuary state policies violate federal law. It's long established in the U.S. Supreme Court, and that's where all of this is headed. Now, the comeback to this, again, this is a war for the hearts and minds of people. ICE has not taken a political action. This is a matter of the rule of law, and it is a moral issue. It is immoral for any city to protect criminal illegal aliens, and that's what sanctuary laws do. Because what that means is women who get raped don't get justice because they're protected. The evil people, the illegals, are protected. It is a moral issue. It's immoral for any city, any state, to have sanctuary laws that protect criminal, illegal aliens. Now, they don't say that they don't, but they do. And there's tons of evidence of it. The news stories are everywhere. Let's go to Rebecca, who's on the line. Rebecca, good morning. Your thoughts today, and welcome.
I just wanted to say thank you, Jeff. You present us with so much, on a continual basis, so much good information. And that is really what the war is to get us so full of disinformation that we don't know what the truth is, and we're willing to do what the people who want to destroy us want us to do. And those people happen to have gotten themselves elected into government using our money. Remember Brezhnev? He said he was that communism was going to hang us with the rope that we were going to manufacture. And that's what we see all around us. It's right in the middle of a huge war that they want us to cooperate with them to define carbon as a pollutant when it's not. We're supposed to accept as scientific things that aren't scientific. And that's the way communism has always been. They never have taken over a nation without giving or creating in the people a huge false narrative that the people accept. How can we accept that boys aren't boys and girls aren't girls, but there's 57 genders? The kids are being taught that in the schools, and they're so confused that they actually believe it, and then when they do, the state steps in to protect them from their parents and takes them away from their parents and gives them an operation that supposedly will make them that way. But that's just money that comes through Obamacare. This whole narrative is so all-encompassing that people don't know what to believe. And even the churches are being led astray. It's so difficult to see this happen and try to talk to people and have them know what the truth is. And
it is, and that's the opportunity that we have, Rebecca. I mean, it really is. It's the opportunity you have every day in your circle of influence and the people that you seek to influence and that each of us have each day. It is a powerful opportunity. Now, it's how we do that that matters. Rebecca, thanks for a great call. Because you know what? What she just said, I mean, think about it. The idea that there are 57 genders, 95% of the people in America think that that is ludicrous. It is a crazy idea because they know it's not true. Now, why would you support people who spout that kind of nonsense? That's a phrase you could use when you get into a discussion about this kind of thing. I mean, you really can, folks. These are, you can change your world. You really can. And I hope that, seriously, that all of you take this deeply into yourselves. And that, and I apologize, I'm not going to get to this story today, and I wish I'm going to talk about it tomorrow. It's this great website, healthcareforyou.com. And it talks about Obamacare and how it broke our system, which was not the best. Talks about Medicare for all is not a silver bullet. It's a self-destruct button, and it gives alternatives. But the statistics that it gives you is stunning. Bernie Sanders, there's a 6-state primary today. We'll see if he's got momentum, if he's got staying power. But, you know, he's talking about Medicare for all. Joe Biden raised his hand like everybody else and said, hey, let's go ahead and give illegal aliens free health care. More to talk about that tomorrow. More on how to win the war. Art, sorry I'm not going to get to you today, and others. See you tomorrow, friends.